This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Could rideshare companies be safer? Some Colorado lawmakers think so. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on security requirements in a new bill.
Companies like Lyft and Uber would have to track and report violent incidents and do more to ensure that the person behind the wheel is actually the registered driver. They would also be required to do background checks that include fingerprints. Democratic Representative Jenny Wilford unveiled the bill. Wilford said she was sexually assaulted by a Lyft driver last year, and companies are evading responsibility.
What happened to me should have never happened, and I don't want it to happen to anyone else ever.
Lyft said safety is fundamental, and they have dedicated around-the-clock safety response teams and ongoing background check procedures. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new study shows Colorado students who used a free online math tutoring program did see improved outcomes. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Governor Jared Polis offered the digital math tool Zurn to schools last year and this year for free, paid for with federal COVID relief dollars. The study included over 6,000 Colorado 4th through 8th graders. Students who completed Zurn lessons scored higher on state standardized math tests across all student groups compared with students who didn't use the digital tool. Elementary school students in Colorado now score higher in math than before the pandemic. Middle school students are improving. An independent math expert, however, said the return to in-person instruction has also had an impact on scores. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
More people are jumping into the Colorado governor's race. Two Republican lawmakers, Senator Mark Baisley of Roxborough Park and Representative Scott Bottoms of Colorado Springs, have both filed paperwork for governor in 2026. That's when Governor Jared Polis is term limited. At the State House, Senator Baisley has focused mainly on business and technology. Bottoms is a pastor and Navy veteran and one of the most conservative members of the legislature.